My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That was Kevin Stefanski when he joined us last week. Terrific in terms of insight for how that stuff works behind the scenes. But now we're getting closer to where stuff's not behind the scenes. Now it's all about to be right in front of the TV cameras and our reporters. Daryl, you're going to be down in Greenbrier.
I wonder if the Hard Knocks cameras are going to be down there now.
Will they start out that early?
I don't know. That's why I'm a little curious if they are going to, because if I remember the in-season Hard Knocks shows, and believe me, they're all very forgettable, but I think they do a little like lead up to getting to that point of the season in that first episode. So I'm kind of wondering if there's going to be a Hard Knocks crew down there in West Virginia. But one guy I'm pretty sure won't be in West Virginia this week, and that's probably going to be Amari Cooper.
All right, we're going to talk about that here in just a second. Going to remind you, training camp kicking off in West Virginia officially Thursday. It's always game day in Cleveland. Crew of Daryl, who's in studio right now, and Andy Baskin will have you covered. Subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant. Northeast Ohio's premier heating, cooling solution. Daryl, our Browns reporter, great week to have him kick off as Ken is on assignment, but Daryl is in today. So, Daryl, is it officially now a holdout? Was it already officially a holdout? When can we use the term?
When they have their first practice, which will be Thursday afternoon around 3 o'clock. If he's not on the field, it then becomes a holdout.
And your gut feeling or the reporting that you've been doing?
I don't think he'll be there.
You don't think he'll be there?
No.
I've kind of assumed he would not be. And the way that, you know, we've been kind of getting into the conversation, you know, all throughout, it has been my thought that they'll get a deal done, right?
Yeah. They'll get something done, but I think that they're going to start training camp without him. And, you know, this is his real last big leverage play, right? I mean, he's now 30 years old. This is his, when he signed that contract extension with the Cowboys that, you know, got him up to that $20 million per year average, that made him the number two paid at his position. And now he's like 20th. The receiver market has gone absolutely bananas the last couple of years as far as the annual value and the annual dollars. You've got you know, Justin Jefferson, who really broke the bank, $35 million in average value for him. I don't think Cooper's going to get that. But he's got 1 year left on that deal. He's got to, you know, kind of take advantage of this opportunity. The Browns, I don't think the Browns have a problem with paying Cooper some more money. I think that from Andrew Berry's perspective, his chief concern is length of contract. So, to me, the compromise would be you give him some money up front and then give yourself an out, because when you look at how Andrew Berry has done a lot of his contracts since taking over as EVP of football ops and GM. He front loads them. He pays the players up front, and then the team can get out of the deal a couple of years down the road so that they're not jammed, per se, financially. The Deshaun Watson contract is the outlier, right? Because that was a fully guaranteed deal. But, you know, I think that you can do organizationally what you have been doing. Just give them some more money up front, guarantee it, whatever. Mm. And then give yourself an opportunity to get out of that deal if his production doesn't stay.
If he wants, and I imagine he wants exactly the, Calvin Ridley deal, right? That to me would be the comparison because of age. He's actually produced more than Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, he has.
The minute the Calvin Ridley contract was signed, I thought to myself, well, that's the benchmark. That is exactly what he's going to be looking for, him and his agency. And I don't think it's something that's gotten nasty or anything like that. I think this is the normal process. I thought all along, the only way for Amari truly to get what he wants in this situation, because it is a negotiation, is to make things, quote, uncomfortable.
Right.
So it doesn't start to really get uncomfortable until he's missing down at Greenbrier. Right. And then that gets ratcheted up a notch when they return home for Berea. That really starts to get uncomfortable because you're getting asked about it every day.
Right.
And how's Deshaun Watson going to look in a new offense with potentially a new play caller? And you have a new wide receiver in Judy, and you've got all these pieces coming together at the same time, but no Amari Cooper. Would that be considered uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think to a degree, but here's the thing. You know, Amari Cooper is one of the quietest wide receivers in the game, and what I mean by that is you don't see him doing the dancing and the celebrating after every time he catches a football, right? He really doesn't even celebrate a lot when he scores touchdowns either. He's the antithesis of what that position, or the personality, I should say, of that position, right? Most wide receivers, they're prima donnas. They dance after catches. They act like they just won the Super Bowl after converting a third down and things like that. That's just not how Cooper goes about his business. He's a very quiet guy. He's a very intelligent guy. He leads by example. He's one of those guys similar to Nick Chubb in that locker room that when he speaks, people listen because he doesn't talk a lot, right?
So does that hurt him?
No, I think in this case, I think it helps him because he produces. I mean, he's the first receiver in franchise history. When I first realized this, it was mind-blowing to me at the time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because the Browns have had some great wide receivers throughout the history of the franchise. But the fact that prior to Amari Cooper, they had never had a receiver catch for 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons, that was such a mind-blowing statistic to me, right? And Cooper's the first
time. Pretty incredible.
Right. I mean, and Cooper's the first to accomplish that feat. He's produced. He's been everything that you could have hoped for since Andrew Berry basically stole him from the Cowboys. And the reason they were able to do that is because Jerry Jones just didn't want to pay him anymore. And so Berry being the opportunistic football executive that he is, he was able to pounce on that. So this isn't a personality conflict. This isn't a situation where the Browns have trepidations because of, fit on the field or off the field or anything like that. It is one of those situations where, Cooper realizes this is really his last chance to cash in. This is his last opportunity to have leverage. And so that's why I don't feel he's going to show up to training camp because, that's, what he has to do. I don't think he wants to do this, right? I mean, this is not Amari's personality.
This is how he gets it done, right?
Right.
I mean, this is the way to get it done. I wonder, the Browns have been able to call the bluffs. 216-474-0092. Get to the root of the question. I'm going to ask you guys on the phones here about whether or not, it's the year 2024. We've seen this so many times in sports, but the holdout, do you still hold it against the player? When I was younger, it was really bad when a player would hold out, with the exception of Josh Cribbs. I remember Josh Cribbs. There were billboards
in
town.
The pay the man,
And Amari Cooper is very, very vital to this.
Well, back in the days, you had first-round picks, right? It used to be about 10, 15 years ago.
Before they had the slotted rookie scale.
Prior to the 2011 collective bargaining agreement, when they instituted the rookie scale, the number one story going into training camps for just about every team, and especially if you had a top-five draft pick, was your first-round pick going to be there for the start of camp? Because
was Brady Quinn, was that a holdout, or was that an injury?
I remember Tim Couch was a holdout.
Yeah.
I
remember the contracts. Sam Bradford, the way this thing worked out is very different than
now. I mean, if you think the golfers are getting paid a ton, remember what the rookies used to get paid prior to the
and these were guys that had obviously proven nothing. Now you have
$120 million contracts getting handed out to number one overall picks.
Yeah, and you know what? The fines are coming. I mean, Amari Cooper is going to get what? Is it 40K?
He'll get fined, but you know what? You make that up. I don't know if the Browns have fined him for missing the minicamp. That is a team option. They can fine him. I think it's $130,000. But that all can be made up in the contract, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can put some thing in there where you technically find him, but he still gets his money, and it all evens out.
All right, let's go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Larry in Elyria, do you hold it against the player in the NFL when they hold out?
So Anthony, how you guys doing? You and Darryl both. When it comes to Amari, like you guys mentioned, there's no way the guy, him and Nick Chubb both, does not complain. A lot of these guys, even Deshaun, a lot of guys don't say nothing at all. I know the money's making, I get it. But about a true athlete, those two people right there doesn't say one iota about anything. Very professional. And one thing about Amari, too, you guys, don't matter who the quarterback is, he don't care who it is. He catches the ball, too. I mean, he's been through a bunch of situations here. But I like to talk about the Jerry Jeudy contract also, you guys. I think what his contract, because Amari deserves it, but do you think it's because of the David Njoku-type talent, what they thought they'd get out of him? That's why, with Deshaun being here, they paid Jerry that type of money. I think they can get the same type of production like they did of David Njoku.
Well, I mean, look, if Jeudy comes in here and produces at the level that Andrew Berry believes he's going to, that 3 years, $52.5 million deal is going to be a bargain.
Yeah, right. And one more thing, you guys. Can I just change something about baseball real quick, you guys? Don't mind one question.
Go ahead, hurry.
Andres Jimenez, last couple of years, I don't know what their thinking is, but what do you think it'll come down to? In a couple of years of Evan's contract, he's going to be making Jose Ramirez-type money. And Jose right now, he's got, $17 million. After him, he retires like $25 million. But Andre's contract year is 5 and 10 is pretty friendly now, but later on up in his 20s or 30s, he'll be making close to $25 million a year. Do you see them possibly trying to move him?
All right, Larry, we got to go. Thank you. You know, we'll answer that on the other side because I know Daryl's digging into that contract. 216-474-0092. Amari Cooper on the verge just a few days away with Browns training camp getting started in Greenbrier. It's expected, and things can change, but it's expected that Amari Cooper will not be there. Will you hold it against him? 216-474-0092. That, and I want to assess your levels of optimism about the Browns into training camp. I'll explain when we come back. Plus, FML, it's a Daryl Ryder. Well, he is incensed about what happened to him over the weekend in a parking lot. We will get to that in FML 745. It's all straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.